أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دكتور سيد مدد نويت الأربعين نويت الأكتاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك. بسم الله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد we said in the previous session that this is the whispering of Shaitan in the heart of the servant where he whispered to him about pride and arrogance when he is doing anything and he gets a pleasure, especially in worshipness, he must stop and change to something else, because this is where the trick of Shaitan, where he tricked Sayyidina Adam. Sayyidina Adam was in worshipness, he was in paradise, but all paradise is worshipness. So he came here through the worshipness and he said, I give you the tree of ever-living tree, if you eat from it. So he tricked him. So we have to be careful of the whispering of Shaitan, especially when we are in the stations of ta'ammul and tafakkur, and in the station of muraqabah. In these three stations, the contemplation and reflection and meditation, where Shaitan might trick us and we end up in the hands of that trick. And we explain that because in the ta'ammul wa tafakkur, in the contemplation and the reflection, first you are contemplating on something, then the reality you begin to reflect. That reality that where you are contemplating, if you are contemplating on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tafakkur fil khalq, to contemplate on what Allah created, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then that reflection will come. And then when that reflection is there, it will connect you with a stronger meditation, that you can be able to visualize and be able to feel something there. So when you are in that status, be careful when Shaitan might come and whisper something of pride and arrogance to tell you, like what he said to Ahmad al-Badawi when he was asking for Allah to open him for him his door. He was in that status of complete meditation after he was in ta'ammul and tafakkur. He entered in that meditation and then he didn't want to listen to when the true guide came to him to give him the key. Shaitan whispered and said, no, don't take it from him. He's tricking him. Look how he tricked him. Take it from the key maker. He made him to look that if he takes it from the guide, or that master who came to him to give him the key, that is this shirk. Don't do it. Why? Why you have to take it from him? He is a very low, he compared to take it from Allah directly, he doesn't need to take from him. Take from Allah directly. So he tricked him. Then he heard that Hatiful Rabbani, the message coming to his heart, no, you go and take it from my servant. This is how I planned everything to be cause and effect. It cannot come directly. You have to have a vehicle to reach me. So Shaitan has many different tricks, even in worshipness, saying to you, no, take it from Allah, don't take it from him. And same with Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, when he was higher and higher going into ibadah, worshipness. Now the arrogance and pride came into his heart. Oh, now I want to see. Sayyidina Musa did not see. What do you want to see? And Allah said to him, no, I want to see. Go to be dumpsters for my servants. So when we enter, we run away from that whispering of Shaitan. If you run away from it, Allah will put you through, for sake of Prophet ﷺ and for and the teacher will, Allah authorize him to take you to oceans that has no qa'r, bottom, has no bottom. في بحور لا قعر لها, in oceans that has no bottom, means you be still diving in it and never end. Dive and never end. Dive and never end means you will be always in these oceans of knowledges, oceans of infatuation, oceans of beauty, oceans of majesty, oceans of manifestation of Allah's names and attributes. They put you there, these oceans that Allah has dressed His Prophet with it. في بحور سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In these oceans that has التي جمعت النور الذاتي والسر الساري في سائر الأسماء والصفات. In the oceans that has جمعت النور الذاتي, that has accumulated or that gathered النور الذاتي, the light of the real essence. You cannot gather the essence. The essence is unseen, unknown. Allah knows His essence, but no one else. But you, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his oceans that Allah gave to him through the manifestation of His beautiful names as attribute that He dressed Prophet, that essence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yeah, Prophet knows that. But the essence of Allah, Prophet doesn't know, and no one knows. So the reality of Prophet knows it. So that reality, that essence of Prophet has already gathered the light that the essence, Allah's essence, has manifested. These lights that come out from that essence, the different kind of light, it means the different kinds of beautiful names and attributes, which the infinite numbers of names and attributes is not only 99 names. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gathered all of them, and with that he gathered as-sirr as-sari fi sa'ir al-asma'i was-sifat. He gathered also the secrets that is
the
as-sari means running. That is running in every beautiful name and attribute. There is the name and attribute, but there is a secret that is running in that name and attribute. There are in every name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself by Himself are infinite numbers of names. And in every name, from that infinite numbers of beautiful names and attributes, there are infinite numbers of secrets running in that name. In these names and attributes. So every name that is from Allah's beautiful name and attributes, that they are infinite in numbers, there are secrets in every name, that there are infinite numbers of secrets. That's why you say Buhur al-Alam. That's why Grand Sheikh said, on every letter of Holy Quran, there is 12,000 oceans of knowledge. That one wali knows, the other wali knows different. The other wali knows different meanings. The other one knows different meanings. So from wali to another wali, these 12,000 changes become more and more and more and more. And that's why it is infinite. You cannot limit Allah's knowledge. Allah's knowledge cannot be limited. And this you can experience that when they open to you these nafahat. Right. These breaths, these fresh dew, like the dew on the that comes on the leaves, one dew make the leaves look very beautiful in the early morning. So these dews of these beautiful nafahat breaths that the shiuch, that the guide opened to you in the in seclusions from the secrets that they are running, the infinite number of secrets that they are running in these names, that they are also infinite in number. And this is in the ocean of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all being gathered there. It will carry you these running secrets that has no beginning and no end, that Prophet has gathered in from the light of the manifestations of the essence of Allah's essence. It takes you and carry you and dip you, immerge you. It immerge you and then drown you. فحملتك وأغمستك ثم أغرقتك. فحملتك carries you ثم أغمستك then ثم أغرقتك.
Raise your voice. It carries you, then it immerses you, then it drowns you.
So it carries you, then it immerses you, then it drowns you. Means you will in the seclusion, you will becoming, you will have a carrier, a vehicle that carries you. Carries you to bring you quickly, fast enough to reach that that level where you be able to be like you have a child and you want to teach him swimming. What you do to him? Carry him. Then what you do? Dip him and take him up. Dip him. It, you give him the taste. Only carrying, you don't have the taste of the water. So they carry you, they show you these knowledges from far away. You progress, they give more. You progress, the vehicle move. Keep moving. Keep moving. You make you more progress, it reach to the beach, to the shore. When it reach to the shore, now you are so anxious to touch the water. Some people, they raise their pants from their feet, legs, and put their water there. It's enough. They are happy. Splash, splash. So you take a child, you hold from his hand and put in the water. He plays splash, 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 splash. Yeah, then take him. Oh, he's very happy. He thinks he has the whole ocean been for him. But it's really little bit of splashing. They say they sell this splash, splash. What you call it? What you call it? Splash. What's this? They sell it. Do you drink it? Slushy. They have slushy with different flavors. Flavors. Awliya, they have slushies with different flavors. Every slushy is a splashy. And every splashy is not a slushy.
Understand. I'm not understanding.
Huh? Tell me. Mashrab. 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 What's mashrab in English? Mashrab is the source of the water where it is coming, that is mashrab. The real one. Yambu spring, that where the water comes. So they carry you on that vehicle, taking you, then now you are approaching, you need to progress more in order that reach that ocean. And then they take you from your hand and they make you to taste the water with your feet, not yet with your tongue. Because if you tongue, you drown. They don't want you to drown from beginning. They want you to drown by diving. Because if you drown completely, you become back in coma, fainting from these knowledges. You cannot be living in dunya anymore. You take it step by step. So they put your legs there, you'll be happy, a little bit like a frog. Do your legs like that, splashy. Then when you make splashy, from these splashes, they make slashing for you. You drink. Enough. One is flavor yellow, one red, one green, one like some people, they buy these, I saw these, like Kool-Aid. They have a small bag, very small. They put in bottle and they drink them. One, different flavor, but all of them water. There is no calories in that. So it means they are nothing. No calorie means no meaning. When you need, you take calorie means you are taking something out, energy out of what you are drinking. When you have no calorie in what you are drinking, means only that is you giving yourself a candy to drink. That's okay. That in drinking, this is an example. So when you get a Kool-Aid that has in it some sugar, then it gives you energy, gives you calorie, means it gives you knowledge. So Awliya Allah, they have slushy flavor only. And they have slushy with energy, calories. So which one you want? Then you have to choose. You cannot choose by yourself. They know your heart, what you are after. If they see you are progressing, first of all, they give you a candy of this slushy, a flavor. See you more, then they put energy in it. Then this energy means it teach you how to swim in that ocean. It gives you a teaching of swimming. So when it teach you how to swim, then they leave you to swim by yourself. So you begin to swim in these oceans that the Prophet ﷺ has gathered them and Allah dressed them with it. So they put you there and you begin to swim at the sea, at the shore. You cannot go further. But they leave you monitoring you. You are, when a danger comes, they immediately jump in to help you. Like you have this one, what you call them, guard, lifeguard. To save your life from the tricks of shaitan there, because shaitan will be so angry there that he's losing one from his army. To he's losing one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't want his enemy. He is the evil, the devil. So they monitor, if the shaitan is coming, they jump in to save you. When you learn how more and more, then you say, oh, I want to dive now. They begin to buy this the horse scuba diving. What's that?
Mask,
snorkel. Snorkel, and they have little bit up. Yeah, in order that, that is enough. Go under, looking what is inside. We cannot go deep, only because it is small. That oxygen pipe is very small, so above the sea level, above the water. If you go deeper to catch a fish or catch a diamond or pearl, you will drown. So only you are seeing, observing, but not yet getting that diamonds. So when you learn how to dive with this snorkel,
snorkel,
snorkel, Taco. And you raise your voice.
Snorkel.
Snorkel. Okay. When you dive with the, learn how to dive with the snorkel, they give you at that time shark course. Snorkel. Now you become a shark. You can go deeper. It's not anymore snoring cold. Because you are only small, short. That's why they call it a snorkel, because too much snoring people do. You give them something to put on their nose, so they call it a snorkel. Now they give you shark course. Shark course, better. Teaching course. How you swim like a whale in deep ocean. You become a diver. You learn how to dive in these oceans. They know now that you can dive in these deep oceans, but still you cannot go more than 20, 30 meters, is that? If you want to go deeper, then there is a different training that you have to go deeper. Not everyone can go deeper. These oceans that you will be first carries you, this your guide, when he see you are ready, that realities that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is having, he wants to dress you, so he through your sheikh, they carry you, they dip you, and then they drown you in these oceans, the oceans fi bihar al ahadiyyat. ثم أغرقتك هذه البحور. These oceans will drown you. Takes, you are drowning these oceans. But then there are higher oceans, bigger ocean than that. So it takes you from these oceans to Bihar al-Ahadiyya, to the oceans of uniqueness, and oceans of oneness. And it will, when it dump you in the oceans of uniqueness, it will lift you up. وَنَشَلَتْكَ مِنْ أَوْحَالِ التَّوْحِيدِ. نَشَل.
It will snatch you up.
And snatch you out from the mud of the oceans of oneness. Because awliya Allah, they don't want to go higher to oceans of uniqueness, ahadiyya. Now they don't want only maqam al-tawheed. They call maqam al-tawheed, it's a very high maqam, but it takes you from that, because there to reach, it's the hidden shirk there. You might be afraid to make hidden shirk, because everything directs you to Allah, and you might be not, you are not really in mushahada. So the tricks of shaitan is strong there. But in maqam al-ahadiyya, no more trick of shaitan, like Sayyidina Bilal. He was saying, ahad, 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 they are torturing him. He's not saying wahid, 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 wahidiyya, ahadiyya. So he was saying, no one finish. He is in these oceans of mushahada. As he was saying, and was when he was tortured, ahad, ahad, this is the ocean of vision, the ocean of witnessing, this is the ocean of maqam al-arifin, the ocean, the knowledge, the status of Gnostics. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْحَافِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. We continue next time.